It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back. I am so excited that you are here and tuning in to another episode with me. So welcome. Happy Friday. How exciting is this? So I'm so honored that you are here. I want to celebrate so many things, but I'm going to do my best to keep it under a certain amount of time here. So first of all, I wanted to just say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. If you're new here, my podcast has been out since, we'll call it January of 2020. I'd have to look into that though, but we are almost at 46. No, that's not true. We are at 4,600 downloads and almost 5,000. And when I first started out, I was just so grateful that I had one download. So every download after that just feels so incredible. So thank you. If you've been here for the beginning, thank you so much for your loyalty, for staying around, for evolving with me. I like to see this podcast as an opportunity to create community, to really share the stories of the women in our community who are doing the most bravest things, who are willing to share their stories and willing to share what it has been like for them to be a mom and an entrepreneur. I am so honored to connect with the individuals who are lighting up the world of motherhood and who are adding so much joy. This podcast, we do talk about motherhood, we do talk about entrepreneurship, but I find that being a mom comes in so many different forms. And so, I just want to be like totally honest that like wherever you are on your journey of motherhood, whatever it looks like, because we all have this idea of what this normal picture of what motherhood is, and whatever you experience and have experienced in your journey of being a mom, of wanting a child, of raising a child, potentially infant or uteral loss, like infertility, all of these parts of ourselves are the journey of motherhood. And so I just want to say thank you for being here. And if you are ready and willing to share your story for, you know, what your journey of motherhood has looked like, I'd be honored to connect with you. If you know a mom who wants to share her story in the hopes that it would inspire or let a mother know that she's not alone, then you and I definitely should connect because we would have the same mission. So I just wanted to share that and just really celebrate with all of you for continuing to be here and continue to tuning in. Last week's episode, if you haven't tuned in yet, was with Amy. She shared her vulnerable story of becoming. And if you don't know, I do have a group program called Becoming, and it really is this journey of allowing ourselves to redefine who we are becoming. Why? Why becoming? Why is that, like, why would I name the program that? Because for me, when I was 9 months postpartum, I was in really dark time and I wasn't sleeping and I really didn't know who the fuck I was. I was happy and I was joyful and I was grateful and I was also afraid and I was unsure of how all the things were going to work out. I spent a lot of time hiding. A lot of time hiding. I would show up online and I was like, I think this is who I'm supposed to be, but I really don't know because I don't know myself right now. And I was this certain woman for 5 years in business before becoming a mother. And after I had my daughter, I didn't know who I was. I was like, who am I supposed to show up and be? And what are people expecting of me? And all while knowing that, like, I wanted to be, you know, helping people and have my own business so that I could be a mom on my terms. But then I was there and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. So at about 9 months postpartum, that is when we hired a sleep educator, I will call her, and got really educated on what sleep is and how to support our daughter in sleeping. And it was after that that I started to kind of feel more like myself. And I started to do some inner work. I hired a coach and we did some work. And it was when she was leading me through the quantum change process when she said, you know, the word becoming. And it was like everything just like stopped. Whew. And it was like kind of like I've never watched The Matrix, but it was like some really hippie, like really, really cool, like trippy stuff where it was like, everything just lined up and all of the parts of myself that were like feeling so disconnected from me, all the parts of who I thought I was, who I was supposed to be, who was I supposed to be to my daughter? They just all lined up and everything just like, I just felt whole again. And the word that, you know, ignited that was becoming and who you are becoming. And I like fell to my knees and I was like, oh my God, like, that word for me is infused with compassion. It's infused with grace. And oh, it was like freedom for me. And so it was after that that things started to really take off for me in so many areas, most importantly with myself and really getting clear about like who I was and who I was becoming and giving myself the space to just kind of get to know myself. Just wanted to get to know her is what I'll say. And so, yeah, that's why the program is called Becoming. This is why in season 2, you are hearing more stories of women who are on their journey of becoming, because there are so many parts of ourselves. And when we kind of like put ourselves in a box of who we think we should be or who we think others want us to be, it can be really overwhelming. And so a lot of my work comes down to being a divine leader and being courageous and choosing to, you know, follow your gut, follow your intuition, and allow yourself to be led. So I wanted to share that with you. I've been working with a lot of women over the last year, like literally the last year. I can remember when we connected and we were going through and going through. And here we are, you know, almost 365 days later of working with them. And what they are creating in their life is magical. Taking huge action steps, seeing massive results, choosing to transition from, you know, really like transitioning in really big ways. But the beautiful part is like it's alignment. And so we've been having a lot of conversations about what alignment feels like. And alignment is one of those things that just is, it's ease. It's like there's all this chaos going on around us. And yet everything that we're doing, the actions we're taking, it feels like ease. And I can remember that when I first met my partner, we met online. And it was one of those things like one foot after the other, but everything just felt like I was being guided. It was like kind of like I was on this path and I was taking action, but I was being supported. And I find that a lot of my work is helping women understand what their body is communicating to them, understanding their emotions, understanding the energetics involved in emotional intelligence and neuroscience, and really clearing the path, letting go of the conditions and the programming that we've picked up along the way so that we can get back into a state of alignment and wholeness. Because only then can we start to really redefine what our body is saying to us I'm really excited today because I get to share the most incredible conversation that I had with Miss Emma G. She is an incredible woman, and we spoke a few months ago, actually. And so I'm going to tell you about her. And just before I do, I wanted to remind you, if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, please do so. You can give us a rating and a review. We have 31 ratings. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful, so honored for that. We drop a new episode every Friday. And I am saying we because I am not alone in this. All right, so here is a review. Every time I log on and listen to Nicole, I'm amazed at her ability to connect and really see her guests. She has an incredible ability to hold space and make people feel safe to explore their inner desires and dreams. We can have it all. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. That feels so good. That feels so good. Yes, yes. So if you are curious, if you've been wondering about my program right now, Her Courageous Way, it's a 6-week program. It's a one-on-one program. It's like the Kickstarter program to kind of my world. It includes a quantum change process, 4 VIP sessions. You are going to learn all about the Divine Leadership Method. You're going to get your own Her Courageous Way guidebook and access to my Elevate Your Self-Love course. And if you decide that this is something that resonates with you and this is calling you forward, but you want some more information, we can go ahead and book a 15-minute chat, or we could dive right into the exploration session where it's basically the blueprint, the roadmap to discovering what it is that you desire and what's getting in the way. And then we basically just crush it in the program. What else was I going to say? Oh yeah. And so Maternal Mental Health Day is May 5th. So I am offering a special bonus right now. If you do sign up and enroll before May 5th, you will actually get a bonus session that I'm including in this package. It is actually a quantum change process number 2. So quantum change in itself is a transformational session. Every client I've worked with since like experiencing this session, like, wow, like immediate relief that lasts. And so I wanted to also bring in a quantum change process level 2 to really honor and co-create and continue to build on that growth. If you are a client of mine and we have worked together in the past, like year of 2020, I would be honored to connect with you if you are ready for a check-in or a reset, the QCP level 2. I'm happy to extend that offer to you as well. So if you want to get in that before May 5th, just reach out to me and let me know. So with that, all of this greatness, I want to remind you that, no, I don't want to remind you. I just want to tell you. I want to tell you about Emma. So in this episode, it is all about talking about how Emma is so passionate about helping elevate the voices of children and youth. She talks about how her work has been helping the youngest population to find themselves now and know that it's okay to not be okay. She shares her experience of helping youth really be able to have a space where they get to process their emotions and their experiences and turn it into something so empowering. And I don't know about you, but when I was in my youth, I feel like there was a lot of stuff going on, and being guided or having an outlet to kind of like make sense of it all wasn't really available to me. And so I really love the combination of the work that she is providing. I do want to say that Emma and I dive into we actually do cover quite a bit in this podcast, but I do want to extend a awareness, a sensitivity, a trigger warning that at about 9 minutes and 21 seconds, we do talk about rape and sexual assault. So if that's something that you really are not in the space to absorb or hear, please just, fast forward over that part. I really do want to make space for people to share the most vulnerable parts of their stories, because as you will hear, Emma took what she has experienced in her life and has turned the bullshit into fertilizer. I think I got that right, but she really shares with us how she's taken that and allowed herself to work through that and continue to move forward in such an empowering way. So just wanted to share that with you. So who is Emma? Emma is rewriting the narrative behind the misconceptions of what it means to be an artist. She's a singer, songwriter, activist, author. Emma G uses her power, the power of her melodies, lyrics, and music, to hammer home messages of radical compassion, love, and the strength of vulnerability and empowerment with a soul pop rock sound that is engaging, inspiring, and appealing to a hugely diverse audience. With an electric sound that is a combination of Pink, Sia, Natalie Merchant, Amy Winehouse, and Alanis Morissette, Emma G has spent the entirety of 2020 releasing a new single at least every 6 weeks. She also established the Transformational Coaching Empowerment through Music and Songwriting program, as well as a 47-episode first season of her Real Talk with Emma G podcast and the Songs That Changed Her Life podcast. Emma G is also the founder of the Capital Groove Collective, who released their first collaborative project, Dig Deep, in August of 2020 as a direct response to the murder of George Floyd. So if you want to hang out with Emma, you can find her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And I highly recommend following along on her journey. I love hearing her voice and seeing what she is co-creating in this world. So with that, thank you, Emma. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And let's dive in.
Hey, mamas. This episode contains sensitive content. Let's be mindful of the younger listeners. And with that, let's dive in.
Hello, Emma. Thank you so much for being here. I am so honored to dive into this conversation today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm super pumped, Nicole. Thank you.
Yeah, so we've been talking a little bit offline. So I would love for you to share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you're up to in this world. And just tell us a bit about yourself.
I love those questions. They're so broad. Who am I? Like, I feel like I want to have like a Lion King moment. Like, you don't even know who you are.
Yes, it's so true. Who are you today? Who are you becoming?
Who am I today?
Yeah.
Now there's a song. No. So I'm Emma G. I am a singer, songwriter, entertainer, musician, author of the book My Life, My Songs, My Healing, and a youth empowerment coach through songwriting and music. The reason, which is a new thing, it's a new business that I launched maybe 18 months ago before the pandemic, and then I sort of started to take really seriously when the pandemic hit, simply because, you know, I have been writing music from a very early age. I started writing and making up songs when I was 4, started writing songs when I was 5, wow, recorded my first song and released it at the age of 10. And songwriting has always been that thing that has helped me heal, grow, and understand myself better to then communicate better with the outside world. And, you know, I think now more than ever, given the climate, whether it's politically or socially or educationally or health-wise, you know, this is the time when teenagers in particular need just that little bit extra to help them feel validated and learn more about how to be themselves, right?
So
that's what I do. I'm a coach, I'm a musician first. My thing is, like, I want to save the world one song at a time. That's been my philosophy forever. And yet I realized how selfish that was. And I was like, well, actually, you know, I'm 32 now. The young, you know, youth have a powerful voice, and we need to be, you know, supporting that and elevating those voices. So let's save the world a zillion songs at a time and just help young people be them, their best selves.
I could cry right now.
Don't cry. I mean, unless they're happy tears.
Yeah, they are. They are so happy. It's just so powerful to hear how, I mean, and not selfish. I feel like there was a really good vibe to that. But when you say help at a zillion times, like just the ripple effect and the compounding of that, of intention. Yes. So thank you.
Thank you. I mean, you saw it. I'm trying to remember her name right now. You saw it with, you know, Amanda Gorman. who did the inauguration poem, you know, this last week. Mm-hmm. And it's evidence, right? It's evidence that we are in this together, and the young people bring a certain pizzazz, a certain flavor, a certain magic to, you know, to the world that us, you know, myself as a youth worker, my only hope is that I can just help elevate, help blow that up a little bit with regards to the languaging, the self-understanding, the self-awareness that, you know, that we need now more than ever.
Elevating. I just did a masterclass called Elevate Your Self-Love. So this word is just zinging with me so much. And I'm just like,
we're so in alignment.
We're so much in alignment. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for saying that. So I would love for you to, so thank you. Number one, thank you so much for bringing that forward and for doing that really important work. And I would love for you to just share with us, and maybe this is where you can share your story of becoming to where you are now and why this work is so important for you. But I'd love to hear also why you believe it is important to help elevate the youth into understanding and having that self-awareness. Because I think that is such a beautiful piece of what you are bringing forward and bringing into the world. So I'd love to hear how you kind of bring all of that together and help youth do that.
That's such a large question.
Okay. Well, because here, when we first started, when we first met, you had said like something that was so powerful. You know, it's such a intense time in our youth. And I know for me, a lot of the stuff that happened in my youth, I'm playing out or can be playing out in my adult years, if you want to say, and the stuff that can stick without having that self-awareness or having a mentor or having a way to process and to elevate and bring that forward. So I remember having that conversation with you and going, whoa, like, yes, we need more of this.
For sure. For sure. It's funny because I think we have a tendency to overanalyze in a lot of ways when realistically it's really simple. The society that we seem to have built, specifically in America, and I know that you're in Canada, you know, in the Western world, in the developed world, and I fucking hate saying developed world because I grew up in two different countries, New Zealand and Fiji. And Fiji is considered an underdeveloped world, but yet the amount of happiness and gratitude that Fijians have compared to your typical American is, America pales in comparison.
Right. Yeah.
So it depends on what your idea of development means. But I think it's complicated because I was born before the internet, and so the internet came to New Zealand, I think, when I was, my mom was ahead of the game when it came to getting the net hooked up, but we didn't get the internet until I was 7 or 8, and so I had already established like a sense of who I was, right? I knew on my 5th birthday that I was going to be, and I'm not kidding, I made a list of being a counselor, a teacher, a mom, a rock star, and a fashion designer.
Whoa.
Now, I haven't got children, but I've definitely been a youth worker for a long time. I've definitely been a teacher for even longer, and I've certainly been writing and recording music for more than half my life. So, you know, it's that sense of identity, I think, is really something that I was blessed with as I was growing up. However, anybody who's been born, who was born in the last, 15 years has had to kind of grapple with figuring out who they are, how they fit into the world, alongside things like MySpace, Bebo, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Not that Twitter is really a thing for young people, but you know what I mean? We've drowned out this ability for young people to actually just have honest conversations with themselves, because we've become addicted to this highlight reel of everything's fucking perfect all the fucking time. And so there's no honoring your true feelings. There's no honoring your true, you know, your true hopes, your fears, your dreams. It's all just like, look at me, I'm on a beach, or look at me, I'm, you know, hustling on the grind, whatever it is, you know. And we forget that there, you know, that there's not, we're not fostering that health anymore, that mental emotional health anymore. So we've got these young people growing up with this out with no outlet. And that was my thing, is I didn't feel like I had an outlet. So I turned to songwriting. I turned to the only way that I knew how. And this is coming from somebody who's, you know, I had my first brain surgery at the age of 4 months. I was first sexually assaulted at the age of 5. I have been raped twice in my lifetime, sexually assaulted multiple times, have been in domestically violent relationships. I have been homeless. I have lost friends to suicide. I've been suicidal myself. I have had drug addiction, you know, like. And I, you know, I'm a pretty well put together human being, you know, and I'm incredibly blessed. My mother did a lot for me. And so now we're seeing this trend of not just young people who are either less fortunate, or the other extreme, are so fortunate that they don't have that, they still lack that connection because their parents are busy, or because they've got too much money that they don't know what to do with, or they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or, you know, there's all these things. So when you give them an opportunity to express themselves in a way that's really authentic and real, like songwriting, that's when the powerful shifts can happen for them. And that's why I really hold what I do to a high regard, and why I love what I do so much, because I'm able to help foster their well-being, their health, their emotional health, their mental health, their even their physical health. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you're down, it impacts severely on your physical health. So yeah, that's why I do what I do. Sorry, that was a very roundabout way to answer your question.
It was perfect. It was everything and more. And just, yay, there's so much beauty in everything that you had shared. I mean, I was like trying to write it down and trying to, like, it was like everything was coming. I was like, okay, no, next. keep going.
Rapid about empowerment. I love it.
But just the importance of fostering their mental and emotional well-being. It's something that I know in my time as a social worker and a coach, there's this weird, like, there's no connection with ourself, and if there is, then we're not sure how to understand it or to process it. We didn't go to school for it. Nobody's teaching this alongside math and science. So just kind of understanding these fundamentals of who we are and our identity, and it can feel at times as though there's no room to make a mistake, there's no room to mess up. And when these horrific traumatic experiences are happening, not having a safe way, a safe space to be able to just process it, I feel like that is like the most impactful thing in my life. I often reflect back and go, you know, this happened in my life, so, you know, how did I move through that? What was the significant thing? And I can go back and think of, even up until last week, I was sharing with you, was a very difficult week for me. Yeah. And what got me through was the ability to reach out and say, I am, you know, I can connect and I can process. And I was resourcing and I was just talking it through. And it definitely wasn't songwriting. I have actually never wrote a song, but I do sing. And it is a form of healing for sure. But I can just see the process of being able to take that experience and tell a story and know that it's going to somehow impact other people, but more importantly, understanding the self and having that self-awareness to go, okay, like, it's okay. Like, I'm okay.
I think it's in two parts, right? Like, one is, you know, it depends on who you ask. Some people will tell you that it's the age of Aquarius that have just recently come through, but I think there's a definite shift recently. Sorry, I've got a cat on my lap, so that's why my shoulders keep moving. She's like, oh, you're sitting down? Let me just love on you real quick. So I think there's two parts. Like, one is we're learning as a society, and I hate saying as a society because I'm speaking specifically to American society, at the white American society, yeah, specifically. Because I think a lot of other societies, like I mentioned before, with Fiji, for example, being an exception to the rule, is that, you know, we as a society are only just beginning to realize and recognize and celebrate that it's okay to not be okay, mm-hmm. right? And that it's okay to be vulnerable, and that it's mm-hmm. okay to feel the feelings, and it's okay to break, and it's okay to you know, not be your perfect self, because you've got the rest of your community to support you, mm-hmm. or you've got God to support you, or you've got, you know, your family to support you. We don't necessarily, like, American society tends to be very much like, we've got it together, we've held our shit together, and how dare you break, right? So that's part of it. The other part of it is that I think we also have sold ourselves this lie that we need to be perfectly put together in order to contribute to the world. Right. And in no way am I saying that isn't ideal. You know, you can't come to a relationship and be like, oh, you complete me. You're my other half. Mm-hmm. You know, realistically, two holes make a better hole. But in saying that, that still doesn't mean that you can't give yourself room to grow, room to breathe, room to develop yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's why songwriting can be so wonderful, because it allows you to recognize the holes in yourself, share those holes, because that's a weird way to put it, share those holes, but share those indiscrepancies, shall we say, share those parts of yourself that are maybe a little bit darker than you wanted to share, but do it in a way that is empowering. And that's one of the magical things about the alchemy of music and songwriting, is that the process that I take my students through, my clients through, is that we not only write songs about real shit, but we write songs in a way that's empowering. Yes. So, you know, I've got one client who recently was telling me all about how they're scared about, you know, especially in isolation, because isolation is so, you know, lonely and scary and depressing mm-hmm. for young people. Mm-hmm. And so she's talking to me about, like, oh, I don't know what my friends are saying about me behind my back, and, you know, it's so hard because I don't see them and their body language and da da da. And so as a result, we had this beautiful opportunity to write this song about, okay, I don't know what my friends are saying, and I'm worried, and I'm scared, and I'm depressed, and I'm anxious, mm-hmm. but this is where the alchemy kicks in. But I love myself, and I'm doing the best that I can.
Oh, yes. Right?
So writing a song about, like, okay, so I may not be good enough for them, maybe, but I'm good enough for me, and ain't I the shit? You know, like, isn't that awesome?
Yeah. I'm awesome.
Yes. You know what I mean? So that's the great thing about songwriting, is that we can literally rewrite the narrative in a way that's empowering, because everyone likes music.
Yes.
You know, you can go to a TED Talk, you can listen to a podcast, and you can do whatever. But when it comes to, and which is great, I love TED Talks, I love podcasts, yeah. I love everything. I specifically just ordered an iPhone so that I can get involved with Clubhouse, for example. But, you know, at the end of the day, music touches lives, music changes lives. And if you can write the theme song for your life in a way that turns those self-deprecating thoughts and ideas into something that is powerful and empowering, that's a win.
Whew. Yep. I'm just going to take a moment here to pause and just to collect all of my emotions.
Okay, I'm hugging you through this break.
Thank you. It's just, you know, I just, when I was in social work, I worked a lot with young moms, so moms under 25. And, you know, so we're dealing with youth as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to just, yeah, everything that you said, to be able to rewrite the narrative and to come out.
I'm sorry for making you cry.
Okay. It's beautiful to say, like, I love myself and I'm doing the best that I can. Like, I just feel like those two things describe everything that I'm about. And it's just hitting me in my heart because I just, you know, people come together because we're on the same mission. We have the same alignment. So I'm just sitting here in awe going, wow, like the way that the universe brings people together, and also to hear your story. Because when I think about our listeners specifically on the podcast, most are mothers, I will say. I don't know for sure if all of them are. And I think that in a time like this, just, I think there's an overall feeling of feeling powerless, especially with feeling so sad for the way that things are, especially when it comes to isolation in the pandemic, and wanting to do the right thing, whichever that may be. And then also going, wait a minute, like my child and my tween or my youth are missing critical points in their life. And how can I help? How can I create a space? And so I just feel like what you had described is exactly, well, you know, my daughter's 2.5, so she might not be writing a song right now. She goes, blah, blah, blah,
give her 2 years. Give her 2 years. I know. No, it's funny that you say that, because I think, you know, so as well as being a songwriting coach, I've also been an artist coach for, you know, a couple of years. I run a musicians collective called the Capital Groove Collective. Mm. And one of the things that they constantly, like, I'm the queen of slogans and my own little, like, hallmark quotes. And one of those hallmark, they're imagery quotes. One of the quotes that I say is, you know, take the bullshit, plant a garden, use it as fertilizer. Oh. And, you know, and so that in and of itself, you know, take for example, something extreme. Take the fact that I've been raped, right? Mm-hmm. And I've recognized that me saying that so candidly is a little bit jarring for some people. Mm-hmm. I want people to recognize that I've done a lot of work,
yes,
to transform the bullshit into fertilizer and figure out what I can do that is empowering empowering me with that experience. So, for example, one of the things that I have chosen to take from this is, you know, owning my body, reclaiming the strength of my femininity, reclaiming the strength of what my how important my voice is. And so when I'm working with young people, and I say this candidly, because just because your teenager is still a child in your eyes does not mean that they are not going to experience crap. Mm-hmm. You know, I was 12 the first time I was assaulted, or the first time I was raped, rather. I was 15 the second time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not like life doesn't be like, okay, she's ready to be.
Right.
You know? Right. You know, and so when it comes to isolation, you know, how can we rewrite the narrative on what that means for our young people? Mm-hmm. I think it's a great opportunity for our young people to learn how to love themselves and their own company.
Yeah.
How to, you know, be content with their ability to just be with themselves. How to take this time to not only, you know, invest in their education, but also to invest in their spiritual education, learn how to meditate, learn how to, you know, work out their bodies and be healthy, and learn how to cook at home, because what we feed ourselves becomes ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, all of these things that, sure, we rely on our school system to look after. However, there's so many things our school system does not does not cater for. In fact, and I'm sure you're aware of this, our school system, our Western school system, is still based on 18th century principles.
Yes.
Where we are teaching our kids to be more drones, to go to work, to pay, you know, to build somebody else's dream. Now that we're at home all the time, help your child build their own dream. Help them become a freaking rock star. Help them to write their own freaking songs that change the freaking world.
Yeah. You know?
So, sorry, I'm so passionate about what I do. Yeah. And I may be drinking coffee right now. So here we go.
I appreciate it. I want it all because this is the passion that I think we need, you know, like you had said at the beginning, now more than ever. This is the passion. And it's this beautiful space of navigating the really difficult times and being able to see, to take the bullshit and put it into fertilizer. Like that is what I believe is such the most powerful, empowering space to be in. And navigating that on days that when the fertilizer isn't working out, like you get to be, it's okay. We can feel the feelings. And I just think that's where we're at in this space. And so I really appreciate you sharing all of those pieces. And I'm curious if you were to, you know, if we've got young people listening or we've got moms, we've got young people, what would you want them to just kind of, you know, working with everyone that you're working with right now and where you're at in the world, what would you want to share with them today? Just to kind of hold on to, you know, you're very empowering. You are very passionate. What words of wisdom would you love to share with our listeners today?
I mean, there's so many things, and it really is on a case by case basis, but on a secular level, I guess, is recognizing that you as a songwriter or as a wannabe songwriter or as somebody who's going through transition or somebody who's going, when I say transition, I mean like difficult times, you have the answers in you. You know, this last year, believe it or not, and for those who don't know me, for those who know me, might be a little bit surprised by this. But you know, this last year, I've discovered the power of God and the power of you know, church, and one of the things that the church that I've been attending has taught me has been that God doesn't give us anything that we can't go through, that we can't thrive through. So my words of advice as a result of that would be like, we don't go through it, we grow through it.
Yes.
And what better way to grow than to create?
Ooh, yeah.
Right? And what better way to create than to create something that doesn't just help you, but also consequentially helps the rest of the world, whether it's your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your uncle, the neighbor down the street. It doesn't matter. Like, if we are growing, if we personally try to improve on ourselves 1% every day, by the end of the year, like exponentially 1% every day, by the end of the year, we've like grown 34,000%. If we do the same thing with our songwriting, with our creation, with our growth and development, if we are impacting one person exponentially, 1% every day, let me rephrase that. If we are touching the lives of one person exponentially every day, who knows the impact that we can have on the world?
Yes.
We're powerful, as Marianne Williamson says, we're powerful beyond measure.
Yes.
You know, and you have the answers in you. And we know that because God has made you in his perfect image. So, you know, that's a lot of, maybe that was maybe 5 or 10 pieces of advice, but you know, it's all joined together.
It's words of wisdom. And I absolutely have the same belief too, around just that exponential, you know, if I help one woman, if I help one mom, if one woman hears this today and shares with a friend, and then that friend shares with someone, and then, you know, just that love and that intention is what I live for. It's that ripple effect. It's that compounding surge of energy that just goes, oh yeah, maybe today I can do it differently. You know, that's what I live for. So, oh my goodness. I feel like you and I could probably talk a lot. Charming. Thank you.
Songs. Yeah, we can sing songs.
Oh my goodness. Maybe we should, we could set up another one and then it'll be my first time singing on the podcast. People will be like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Why don't we could almost do like a live, like, okay. So my guarantee when I'm working with clients is, and I know this is like, seems a little bit far-fetching, but every 1 hour session that I have with a client, I finish a song. We finish a song together.
What?
So within 1 hour, like songwriting is my superpower. That's what I do. Yes. Youth work is my other superpower. I know this because I've won awards for both songwriting and for youth work. Yes. And so if I can combine that and, you know, at the end of each session, at the end of each hour session, we have a fully completed song. My challenge for you is that for the next podcast recording that we do, let's write a song together.
Oh my, isn't that incredible? I have goosebumps everywhere where I didn't think goosebumps could be. Like on the tips of my toes. Is that possible?
Oh, okay. I take that.
That is like full body chills. Okay, that is so cool. I'm in. Yes, yes.
Perfect.
Yes, yes.
Go on. Service.
All right. So you heard it here first. This is happening. So I just want to thank you so much. I'm going to post everything below where they can find you. But if you would love, I would love for you to share your Instagram handle. You're on Instagram, Facebook, just so they can hear it. And then I'll put the links below.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Emma G Music on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn, I think.
There we go. Cool.
And of course, if you have a young person that you want to work, you know, have work with me, it's workwithemmag.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much. So grateful, so honored to have you here. And now I'm really excited to have you back even more. Thank you so much.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.